Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
It's January 1st, 2025.
Already, and the AI world is not wasting any time.
It's amazing.
Like, it's just an explosion of news and developments.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to unpack some of the most interesting things that happened just today.
Okay.
So just to give you a little taste of what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
We have AI that can detect health issues just from your voice.
Wow.
We have robots learning to do chores.
Really?
And this is not a joke.
Okay.
We have Will Smith eating spaghetti.
What?
Yes. So
that's interesting.
If you're ready for a wild ride,
okay,
you've come to the right place.
I'm ready.
Buckle up.
I think for me, the most fascinating thing is that AI is becoming more accessible at the same time that it's becoming more powerful.
Yeah. Like this two-pronged explosion of innovation is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for one, am really excited about those health applications.
Yeah.
But before we get to those, can we just address the elephant in the room?
Sure.
The Will Smith eating spaghetti thing.
Oh, yeah. That's a great example of how AI is being used not just for practical purposes, but also to push the boundaries of creativity.
So it's not just about making funny pictures or memes or whatever.
No, no, no. There's a deeper scientific purpose behind it.
So what's going on there?
Well, these seemingly lighthearted experiments actually reveal a lot about how AI models process information, learn, and even reflect potential biases in their training data.
So it's like a window into the AI's brain in a way.
Exactly. And it seems like these quirky applications are also grabbing the public's attention.
For sure.
Which is helping fuel investment in the field.
Right. It's like a win-win. You get these funny images and you also get some serious scientific insights.
Exactly.
And maybe some funding too.
Uh-huh.
So speaking of evolution in the field, let's move on to those tools that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Smologents and the Hugging Face Lightweight Agent Framework.
Right.
These are all about simplifying AI development. So you've been really looking into this. What makes them so revolutionary?
Well, traditionally, building AI agents required a deep understanding of coding and complex algorithms.
Right. It's like a very exclusive club.
Exactly. But these tools are changing the game by providing simplified frameworks that make AI development more accessible to a wider audience.
So you're saying that someone without a PhD in computer science,
yeah,
could potentially build their own AI.
That's the idea. And that's a huge shift in the world of AI.
It's like democratizing AI in a way.
Exactly. By lowering the barrier to entry, we're opening up a world of possibilities for innovation.
So it's like that whole idea of the citizen developer is actually becoming a reality with AI.
It is. Imagine a world where anyone with an idea can bring it to life using AI.
That is mind-blowing. And if anyone's listening and thinking about getting into AI development now, seems like a pretty good time,
right?
Because the job market is just exploding.
Oh, yeah. We're seeing a surge in AI job listings, especially for leadership roles, which shows that companies across all industries are realizing the transformative potential of AI.
It's like the Wild West of tech all over again. Everyone's rushing in to stake their claim.
Exactly. And speaking of big players making big moves.
Yes.
You sent me those articles about Google's Gemini AI outperforming ChatGPT and Zuckerberg's significant stock sale.
Yeah. It's like a race to the top. Google and Meta, they're going head to head for AI dominance.
Right.
But what does that mean for us, the everyday users?
Well, while benchmarks are useful,
mm-hmm,
they don't tell the whole story. What's more significant is what these advancements reveal about the underlying technology. Gemini's performance suggests a significant leap in language processing and understanding, which could lead to more sophisticated and nuanced AI interactions in the future.
Okay, so it's not just about bragging rights. It's about setting the stage for even more powerful AI tools.
Exactly.
Now, what about Zuckerberg's stock sale? Is that just a coincidence or is it connected to Meta's AI strategy?
It's hard to say for sure, but it's definitely interesting timing.
Yeah.
It could be a sign that Meta is doubling down on its AI investments, perhaps even preparing for a major acquisition or a new product launch.
So we have these tech giants battling it out for AI supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
But amidst all this competition, there are some truly inspiring applications emerging.
Yeah.
Especially in healthcare.
Right.
You were really interested in those articles about AI detecting atrial fibrillation and high blood pressure.
I think those stories highlight the incredible potential of AI to improve people's lives.
Mm.
Early detection of these conditions can be life-saving, and AI is proving to be a powerful tool in identifying subtle patterns that might be missed by human clinicians.
Right, like analyzing GP records or even just listening to someone's voice.
Exactly. It's incredible.
It makes you wonder what other breakthroughs are just around the corner.
It's an exciting time to be following AI in healthcare. What's fascinating to me is that we're seeing AI being used not only to analyze existing data, but also to make completely new discoveries, even in seemingly unconventional ways.
Like those scientists using AI hallucinations to make breakthroughs.
Yeah, it sounds like something straight out of a science fiction novel.
Right.
But it's real and it's happening right now.
So AI is hallucinating and we're benefiting from it.
In a way, yes. Researchers are realizing that even the unexpected outputs of AI, what we might call hallucinations, can hold valuable insights.
So it's like AI is showing us that there's more than one way to solve a problem, even if it seems a little unorthodox at first.
Exactly. And this unconventional thinking is leading to some remarkable advancements in fields like protein design and even weather prediction.
It's like turning AI's quirks into superpowers.
Exactly. But before we dive into those fascinating stories, I think we need to acknowledge the other side of the coin.
Right.
As AI becomes more powerful, it's crucial to think about responsible development and ethical considerations.
Right, because with great power comes great responsibility.
Exactly. OpenAI's introduction of deliberative alignment is a step in the right direction.
Okay.
It's a new safety method designed to improve AI reasoning around safety guidelines.
So what does that actually mean, deliberative alignment? Sounds pretty complex.
Essentially, it's about teaching AI to think more like humans when it comes to safety and ethics. Imagine building guardrails into the decision-making process of AI systems to prevent them from going off track.
So it's like creating a moral compass for AI.
Exactly.
That seems pretty crucial as these systems become more and more integrated into our lives.
It is. And while these safeguards are being developed, it's also important for individuals to stay informed and engage in thoughtful conversations about the impact of AI.
Right, because it's not just up to the experts to figure this out.
No.
It's up to all of us.
It is, after all, it's up to all of us to shape the future of this technology.
And speaking of staying informed, one of the things that you sent me that I thought was really interesting is the AI and Machine Learning for Dummies app.
Yes.
It seems like a great way for anyone to start exploring this complex field, even without a technical background.
It is. It's a fantastic resource for anyone who wants to learn the basics of AI and understand how it's shaping the world around us.
So you're feeling inspired to dive deeper into the world of AI.
Yeah.
This app is a great place to start. It's amazing to think that we've covered so much ground already.
I know.
And this is just the first day of the year.
It's incredible how much is happening.
It is.
We've talked about AI's potential to push creative boundaries, its growing accessibility through new tools, and the race for dominance among tech giants.
Yeah.
We've also seen how AI is making a real difference in healthcare and even leading to unexpected discoveries through its so-called hallucinations.
Mm-hmm.
And we've touched on the importance of responsible development and ethical considerations as AI continues to evolve.
We've barely scratched the surface.
We have a lot more to talk about.
We do. But for now, we'll take a quick pause.
Okay.
Stay tuned, because in the next part of our deep dive, we'll delve deeper into the world of humanoid robots.
Oh, wow.
And discuss what it means to live in a world where AI is becoming increasingly integrated into our daily lives.
Welcome back.
We were just talking about all these incredible breakthroughs in healthcare.
Right.
Like using AI to detect atrial fibrillation just from GP records.
Yeah, it's amazing how AI can analyze these massive amounts of data and identify patterns that humans might completely miss.
Right, like it's like having this extra set of eyes.
Yeah.
Or an extra brain.
Exactly, and atrial fibrillation is a great example because the symptoms can be so subtle.
Right.
And easy to miss, but AI can pick up on those tiny clues.
Yeah.
And flag patients who might be at risk.
Even if they don't have any obvious symptoms.
Exactly. It's incredible.
It is. And it's not just about analyzing existing data.
Right.
AI is helping us gather new data in really innovative ways, too.
Yeah, like using voice recordings to detect high blood pressure.
Wait, are you serious? My voice can reveal if I have high blood pressure.
It's true. Our voices actually carry these subtle cues about our health. And AI can pick up on those patterns.
Wow.
Researchers have developed algorithms that can detect high blood pressure with remarkable accuracy just by analyzing someone's voice.
So instead of going to the doctor and getting my blood pressure checked,
uh-huh.
I could just talk to my phone.
Well, it's not quite there yet.
Okay.
But it's not that far-fetched.
Wow.
This technology could completely change how we monitor our health.
Yeah, make it a lot more convenient.
For everyone.
I was also really interested to see that Alibaba Cloud just slashed the prices of its visual language model, QuenVL.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a sign that these powerful AI tools are becoming more affordable?
I think so.
For everyone.
Yeah, making these advanced AI tools more accessible to businesses and developers of all sizes is a huge step forward.
Right, so it's not just about the big tech companies anymore.
Exactly. It levels the playing field and opens up a world of possibilities for innovation.
But with all this innovation and excitement, it's important to remember the need for responsible development.
Right.
We talked about OpenAI's deliberative alignment.
Uh-huh.
Can you explain a little bit more about why this is so important?
Of course, as AI systems become more sophisticated and autonomous, it's crucial to make sure that they are aligned with human values and goals.
Right. We don't want AI making decisions that could harm us.
We don't.
Individually or society as a whole.
No.
So deliberative alignment is about teaching AI to think about the consequences of its actions.
Right.
And make choices that are ethically sound.
Exactly. It's about building safeguards into the decision-making process of AI systems.
Okay.
To prevent them from going off track.
So like creating a moral compass for AI.
Exactly.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty crucial step.
It is.
Especially as these systems become more and more integrated into our lives.
It is. And while these safeguards are being developed, it's important for us, for individuals, to stay informed and engage in thoughtful conversations about the impact of AI.
It's not just up to the experts to figure this out.
No, it's up to all of us.
We all have a role to play in shaping the future of AI.
We do.
We were talking earlier about scientists using AI's hallucinations or unexpected outputs to make new discoveries. That still sounds like something out of a science fiction movie to me.
It's pretty amazing. Researchers are realizing that even AI's mistakes can be valuable. By studying these unexpected outputs, they're gaining new insights into how AI models learn and process information.
So it's like those happy accidents in science.
Exactly.
Where something goes wrong and then boom, you have a major breakthrough.
Exactly. And in some cases, these insights are leading to groundbreaking discoveries.
Like what kind of discoveries?
Well, for example, scientists have used AI hallucinations to design new proteins.
Wow.
That could potentially lead to new drugs and therapies.
Okay.
They've also used them to improve weather prediction models and even create new materials with unique properties.
So it's like AI is showing us that sometimes the most innovative solutions come from the most unexpected places.
Exactly.
And we're also seeing some incredible advancements in the field of robotics.
We are.
Particularly with humanoid robots.
Yes, especially with the Agibot data set.
Right. So that's all about robots learning to do chores.
It is. The Agibot dataset is massive.
Okay.
And it captures real-world scenarios like robots interacting with objects, navigating complex environments, and even performing tasks like cooking and cleaning.
So it's like giving robots a crash course in how to live in the human world.
Exactly. And by training robots on this kind of data, we're making them more capable and adaptable.
So it's really happening. We might be on the verge of a future where robots are seamlessly integrated into our homes.
It's possible.
And workplaces.
Yeah.
But are we ready for that?
That's a good question.
What kind of impact will this have on society?
Those are important questions that we need to consider carefully.
Yeah.
There are definitely concerns about job displacement as robots become more capable.
Right.
But there are also potential benefits like increased efficiency and productivity.
It's a complex issue with no easy answers.
It is.
But it's a conversation that we need to have as a society. We need to think about how we can ensure that the benefits of AI and robotics are shared by everyone.
Right, not just a select few.
And it's not just about the economic implications.
No.
We also need to think about the social and ethical implications of living in a world where robots are increasingly present.
Absolutely. How will this affect our relationships with each other?
Yeah.
What will it mean to be human in a world where machines are capable of doing so much?
It's a lot to think about.
It is.
The future of AI is full of challenges and uncertainties.
There's also a lot of excitement.
Yeah, a sense of wonder about what's possible.
Exactly. We need to approach the future of AI with a sense of curiosity and open-mindedness, but also mindfulness of the potential risks and challenges.
It's like embarking on this incredible adventure into uncharted territory.
It is.
We don't know exactly where we're going.
But we're excited to explore the possibilities.
Exactly. Who knows what amazing discoveries await us? Yeah, maybe AI will help us solve some of the world's most pressing problems.
That would be great.
Like climate change or poverty.
Or maybe it will lead to entirely new forms of art, music, and creativity.
That we can't even imagine yet.
The possibilities are truly endless.
They are. And it's up to each of us to decide what role we want to play in shaping this future.
I agree.
Whether we choose to be developers or researchers or policymakers or just informed citizens, we all have a responsibility to ensure that AI is used for good.
Wow, well said.
So with that thought in mind,
yes,
let's take a quick pause. And when we come back, we'll wrap up our deep dive by reflecting on everything we've learned today and discussing what it all means for the future of AI and humanity. It's incredible to think we covered all of this in just one day.
I know, right?
Yeah.
The AI world is moving at warp speed.
It is. And it's not just about the tech itself. It's about what it means for us.
Yeah, exactly.
For society, for humanity.
It's a huge shift.
We talked about all these new tools that are making AI development more accessible.
Right, like Smallagents and the Hugging Face framework.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exciting, but it also raises some concerns.
Definitely. With greater accessibility comes greater responsibility.
Exactly. Yeah. So how do we make sure that AI is used for good?
Well, that's where things like OpenAI's deliberative alignment come in.
Right. That's about building in those safeguards, those ethical guidelines.
Exactly. It's about making sure that AI systems operate in a way that's aligned with human values.
It's like trying to predict all the ways that things could go wrong and then
prevent them.
Yeah, exactly. Like building in a moral compass for AI.
Right. And that's a huge challenge, but it's one that we have to address.
Absolutely. And it's not just up to the experts.
No, it's up to all of us.
We all need to be informed and engaged.
Yeah, that's why I think that app you mentioned, AI and Machine Learning for Dummies, is so important.
Right, even if you're not a tech expert.
Just understanding the basics can make a huge difference.
Exactly. It empowers you to participate in these important conversations.
And advocate for responsible development.
Mm. And to make informed decisions about your own life.
Especially as AI becomes more integrated into healthcare and other areas.
So knowledge is power. Right.
Definitely.
But we also need to stay curious.
Absolutely. Some of the most exciting breakthroughs have come from those unexpected places.
Right. Like those AI hallucinations.
It's amazing how those mistakes can actually lead to new discoveries.
It's like AI is showing us that we need to be open to new ways of thinking.
Exactly. And that's what makes this field so exciting.
There's this sense of wonder of possibility.
It's like we're standing at the edge of a new frontier.
And we don't know what we're going to find.
But we're eager to explore.
I think that's a great note to end on.
I agree.
A sense of excitement and a call to action.
We need to stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged.
Because the future of AI is being shaped right now.
And we all have a role to play.
This deep dive has been incredible.
I have really enjoyed it.
Me too. Thanks for joining me.
It's been a pleasure.
And to all our listeners out there, thank you for tuning in and keep exploring the amazing world of AI.